This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 17 for Monday, August 14th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, seeing a modest correction to start the week after hitting its lowest levels in a month on Friday. Canola up $3 to $5, November up $4.20 at $766.10 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support, although European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both weaker. Heat warnings are in place for parts of southern Alberta, while the eastern prairies are also expected to be warm, with only light precipitation in the nearby forecasts. The Canadian dollar is slightly softer in early activity, providing underlying support, keeping crush margins wide. In the U.S., soybeans are stronger, while corn and wheat are both lower. Soybeans underpinned by solid export demand, the November contract up 19 cents at $13.27 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 416,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Updated forecasts, now calling for hotter and drier Midwestern weather later in August, were also supportive, although the nearby conditions remain mild, with timely rains hitting many areas over the past weekend. Corn, also pressured by the relatively favorable nearby weather, posting small losses in early trade, September down 2 cents at 472 per bushel. Bearish technical signals contributed to the declines as corn hit some of its weakest levels in 2 months. Wheat futures are also lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the September contract at 806 per bushel. Kansas City down 21 cents in September at 734 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 16 cents in September at 610 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is nearing its final stages, while spring wheat harvest is just getting started. Ongoing tensions between Ukraine and Russia remain a background feature in the wheat market. A Russian warship fired warning shots at a Turkish cargo vessel in the Black Sea and boarded the boat to check for weapons before eventually allowing it to continue. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, August 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.